It's so much fun listening to the spider roomie and hearing my son's cute voice. He has such a cute voice. It's good to hear that. And so when I smoke, I have relatively wonderful interactions with him like that, that are present, calm, loving, understanding. My listening skills are very competent. And I want to be like that with him and the world, myself, all the time. And can I do that without smoking? I go back to meditation, feeling peace in my body, not feeling the need to continue to work on my house, paint something else, tear down something else, rebuild something else, replace something else, recycle or donate something else. Just being still and calm and living in this space just as it is. That's my work. Because if I can sit in this home just like it is, I can sit in my body, my home, just like it is, just as it is. How do I get to that feeling of safety, that level of safety all the time? That's what I want. That's what I want to manifest. Just feeling calm and feeling peace. And I think that people are feeling incapable before they get help. And then fortunately, there is a lot of help in this country and in some other countries. Not everyone accesses it for whatever reason. Maybe it's feelings of unworthiness, feelings of rejection are so deep. They stay away from trying to receive any help. But people do get help, and like myself, can still struggle. People get help, and it's beneficial for them. People don't get help sometimes, and sometimes when people live on the street, they move to the woods, and they try even to live under bridges. They try to survive out in nature. Sometimes nature is a concrete home under a bridge, covered in cardboard boxes. And sometimes these are being torn down. These people are being re-traumatized, losing their home again. And maybe people do the best when they move to the woods. And if they don't get kicked out, they can go back to nature. But maybe they can get stuck in their mental health issues as well if they're hanging out with a bunch of people that all have similar or different mental health issues. How can they all help each other? If they can show each other their blind spots, their weaknesses, and also point out each other's strengths. And give positive feedback for the weaknesses. Maybe they're not weaknesses, they're just features. They're just areas that are ready for growth, areas that are ready for expansion. So if they could point out each other's strengths and point out the areas where people could use some expansion and give them a little tidbit on how, or trust the person to do it, give them that trust, show them they can find it in themselves, and healing can take place. And maybe that's just it. We're so stressed about not living in nature anymore. We're trying to find some ideal life, our beautiful lifestyle in a home that isn't made of cob or twigs or grass or moss or logs. Is that what we need, is to really go back to our roots and just live more simple? Have less things to keep track of, less things to do, less things to take care of in our homes. Because taking care of a home and yourself, and then adding children on top of that, that takes up the whole week, the whole year, our whole lives. And some people are working full-time on top of that, doing it all on their own, or doing it with a family, doing it as a single parent. It's a lot of work, and it can bring a lot of joy. For sure, definitely. I do wonder if this is how we're meant to live. I dream of simplicity, knowing about Earth again, all of her plants, her herbs, veggies, fruits, how to plant them, how to live sustainably. I do dream about that often. If we could all just have one piece of land, then we could all manage. And if we all shared all the resources on all of the land, we could manage. We could thrive. If we were sharing more, all of us in everything, kindness, food, all resources, we would thrive. If we could just feel safe enough to do that, safe enough to share, safe enough to be kind. I wish that for everyone. I wish for everyone to find a slower pace. For the people out the top of this money game to notice that everyone needs a slower pace. For them to feel that in their hearts and do something about it. for people to find their peace within themselves, to really try. If they can spend 5 minutes a day doing anything, going to be finding their peace in their body. So they can find peace in their homes, their physical body home, and their physical residential home. And they can find peace in their life, all areas of our lives. Minutes a day. We've all got to start somewhere. Thank you.